This is Disruptive Consciousness with Leanne Juliet.
Today, I really wanted to tell a story about two Earths, the tale of two Earths. And in this story, I really want to talk about my experience with energy shifting, with dimension shifting, with reality shifting, and experiencing these new Earths that are coming through. Obviously, this is all about multidimensionality, interdimensionality, everything to do with the multiverse. I am a channel. I am able to connect with cosmic energies, planetary energies, cosmic energies, galactic energies. I really feel the energies in my awareness and consciousness and in my body and everything. And back in January 2021, so about 6 months ago, I started to feel this really weird sensation that the Earth was splitting in two. It was really, really weird. And that's coming from me who like time travels, does astral traveling, travels to other galaxies and everything. I thought it was weird. And I had not heard of the concept of two Earths or multiple Earths before. And I'd not heard of that. I've started to hear about it now since I experienced this back in 6 months ago. But I'd not heard of any of the teachings on this or anybody speaking about this before, which is why I found it weird. And so, yeah, so like 6 months ago, I started to feel like there was like dimension shifting in my reality. And it was almost like, I've explained it to a few people, like really close friends and clients. I've explained it to a few people, but it felt almost like there was a mirror. That's the only way I can explain it. And obviously we do live in a holographic universe anyway, but the way that it felt to me was almost like a mirror between myself and those around me who were not in my dimension. And obviously with everything going on in the world at the moment, there has been a massive shift in consciousness. There has been a mass awakening amongst people. There are those who remain and will continue to remain in their slumber, and there are those who were awakened before all of the issues in the world started happening, and those who have awakened since the issues started in the world. I always like whenever I start talking about like these subjects, I always think, God, what about when somebody's watching or listening to this in like 50 years time, as if YouTube and podcasts and everything is still around in 50 years. And they'd be like, oh God, do you remember that time when these people went through this weird as fuck kind of experience, whatever? You're like, yes, I do remember. It was very weird. So it was, I digress. I often think like what I'm going to say to my grandchildren about this kind of like period in time. But it felt the only way to experience it or to describe it was almost like there was a mirror between myself and those around me. It felt different. And obviously I've adjusted to that frequency now because I am somebody who works in the multidimensional frequency. I understand it. I work with it. It's what I work with my clients. And I experience dimension shifting myself. I shift my own reality. It's something that I like to play with that kind of energy. And it felt like there's a mirror. So it's almost like, so with a mirror, more like, well, obviously a mirror really is the wrong word, isn't it? Because a mirror reflects back. But I suppose like more like a plane of glass then, or like a see-through mirror. Do you know, like those mirrors where somebody's in an interview room in a police station or something like that? And we've got like a two-way mirror. So like you can see through it. The person on the other side can see through it, but the other person can't see. I suppose a bit like that kind of mirror, but like a see-through glass. So I could see the world around me. I could see people around me. I could see everything around me that looked normal, that looked as I imagined it to be. I could meet up with friends and family, communicate with people. I could see them in my world. But it was almost like we were on different dimensions. And it was almost like I was perceiving one way of the earth being, and I was experiencing one way of the earth being, and they were experiencing a very different reality and seeing things in a very different way. And yet we were existing in the same dimension, but also very separate dimensions, if that makes sense. And I kind of let it go a bit and thought, that's really, really weird. But as time has gone on, it's made more and more sense to me, where I'm at the point where I want to talk about this tale of two earths. And obviously, as I said at the beginning, I had not heard of a concept of earth splitting before, ever. It's something that I'm starting to hear more of through people who spoke about this many years ago, but I had not come across that until recently after I'd experienced this. And I very much believe that at the moment we're in a massive period of consciousness shifting, that we're in a period of consciousness readjustment, is what I'm hearing, consciousness readjustment, where people are choosing a path. And obviously, in the concept of multidimensionality, there are multiple different galaxies, universes, Earths out there. There's different realities. We create our own frequency and our own Earths. But if you think of the concept of dimensions splitting and some choosing to evolve more and some choosing to stay in the denser energy, that's what it's about, really. And this isn't to discriminate against anybody or disrespect anybody's choices or anything like that. I'm a firm believer that we each choose our incarnation. We each choose when we come back. We each choose how we want to experience this life. We always have free will, but that we also choose whether to awaken in this life as well. That's a choice. And nobody is here to awaken anybody else. People get confused with that. And I've heard so many people before say bullshit things like, oh, I just need to awaken more people. And why won't you listen? It's like, because you're trying to force that shit onto somebody. Nobody's here to awaken anybody else. Like, it is a free choice. But obviously, if the soul has decided pre-incarnation to awaken and to go through that kind of consciousness shifting, then the stage will be set. The seeds will be sown, the breadcrumbs will be thrown out for them in order to awaken. But the tale of two earths it's a very interesting one, very interesting tale. And it's like, obviously, everything that's happened in the world since the beginning of 2020 with COVID, the pandemic or the plandemic, so to speak, and everything like that, and everything that's happened since. You know, there's a lot of people who got up in their heads about it and thought, you know, it is BS having to live through it. But it's a choice how you experience the world around you. It always comes back to a choice, because it is there as an awakening tool, because humanity needed to shift its consciousness. That's why I call my podcast Disruptive Consciousness, in order to disrupt your psyche, to channel through newer information, to channel through a higher consciousness, to channel through what I call disruptive consciousness, because it is truth consciousness. And it can feel uncomfortable to those who are rooted in illusion or are rooted in a lot of shadow. Obviously, I work with the shadow energy. That's one of my gifts, is to be able to see it and feel it and transform the shadow. But it's almost like Earth is shifting, consciousness is shifting, humanity is shifting, because it has to. Let's face it, humanity is rooted in a lot of pain, a lot of trauma, a lot of suffering. You only have to look around in the world and see, you know, famine and wars and all, you know, trafficking, all that other kind of stuff, and corruption and whatever. But again, it comes down to a desire to alter your reality, which is very, very possible. And it's something that I've been playing a lot with, something that I've been having a lot of fun with. And I'll talk about that in another podcast episodes. It's dimension shifting and reality shifting, because it gets to be really, really fucking fun and exciting and magical and different. I like to play with energy. I'm like the mad scientist of metaphysical world. So I like to experience different things. And with Earth splitting, it's coming to a point where there is a crossroad in front of humanity right now. There is a big crossroad, kind of like I'm seeing the Two of Swords, the Two of Wands card in my mind from the tarot deck, the Two of Wands, where there are, in some decks, there's a guy stood there waiting, you know, with two wands or whatever. But in others, it's like there's two paths, basically. Yeah. There's two paths. One's meaning opportunity and creation and action. And it's almost like we've come to this crossroad as humanity. We've come to a big crossroad, a make or break crossroad, a make or break decision for humanity as a collective decision to either choose the path of normality, to choose a path of everything having been the same before, which gets to be comfortable, and yet it's not comfortable because humanity is crying out for things to shift, but people like to stay comfortable. You might think that they're comfortable when really I just describe it as being comfortably numb, because you're numb from whoever you are. But then there's a second path, the path of change, the path of transformation, the path of consciousness, the path of truth, the path that can feel really fucking uncomfortable to those who resist growth, the path that feels uncomfortable to those who are very much rooted in their own deep shadow and their own deep illusion and the collective shadow of humanity's shadow of, you know, pain and suffering and trauma and all the other kind of shit that comes with being human. And there are these two paths. And the plandemic, we shall call it, needed to happen in order to separate the wheat from the chaff. I think that's the right phrase, isn't it? Separate the wheat from chaff. And this isn't to say that some people are better than others. It's not. It came about in order to facilitate this rapid shift in consciousness within humanity, a rapid shift in consciousness, because let's face it, it's been very much needed. And it was a wake-up call for a lot of people, for those who had their foundations rocked, those who are clinging on to the illusion of reality, to have it ripped away from them. And so the Tale of Two Earths is really about this shift in consciousness, this separation between those who desire to change their consciousness, to be more elevated beings, to ascend to a higher state of enlightenment, and those who either are not ready for that or are comfortable with their reality, even if it's not a reality that they like, but they've become so numb to the fact that they are sovereign beings, because we're all sovereign beings. It's just that people have forgotten our own sovereignty and our own divine truth. And it's a separation between these two people. And you can look around, and I've had to really disconnect a lot from what is happening in the world, because I do feel energy, and I've had to disconnect a lot from what is going on in the world in order to be more at peace with who I am and the work that I'm here to do in the world, and the work that I am doing in the world through the messages that I put out there, the people that I choose to work with. I've had to really go into myself. Hermit mode is what I like to call it. I'm a Virgo, so the Virgo card in the tarot is the hermit, which is so apt. It's like going in and seeking that inner wisdom and hermiting, as I like to say. But I've had to really switch off from the world around me. I used to have people talking to me about everything that was going on in the world and how shit it was, and I'd be like, yeah, it's fucking shit, isn't it? But then that was bringing me back into the reality. It was bringing me back into the frequency that I didn't want to be in. And so I chose to switch off. I've been very quiet online for a lot. I've like moved off of certain platforms and everything. I've disconnected from certain people and friends and just people that I have chosen to distance myself from because I desire to stay in a certain frequency. And I don't desire to, I suppose, get caught up with the discussion of crap that's happening because I choose a different reality. And this is what I mean by the tale of two earths, because we get to choose our reality. We get to choose our reality. And people forget that. People are so disconnected from their own divine truth. They're so disconnected from their sovereignty. They've become, lazy is not the word, but almost like, what's the word? Disillusioned with who they are. And they forget that we are conscious co-creators with the universe, that we are infinite beings of source consciousness. People forget that. And it's almost like it's almost like they're waiting for something to happen to them instead of taking action to change their reality. And again, this is something that I've been playing a lot with in my life, to like change realities and to change dimensions, which I will talk about in another podcast because it's very, very fun. But the Tale of Two Earths is really about choosing a different reality for yourself, choosing a different dimension to live in, but really being very conscious with the right reality that you want. Because remember, energy is energy. And when you choose to absorb certain energies, it will affect your frequency and it will affect your vibration. When you're choosing to associate with and relate to certain energies. So if somebody's like constantly moaning at you, they ring you every time to fucking moan, and you're like, blah, 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 like bore off with your moaning kind of thing, it's going to lower your frequency and you're going to get sucked into that world, which is why I don't allow people to do that to me. But when people are choosing to be in that frequency and they're connected into the mainstream media, they're absorbing the news and absorbing everything that is going on, especially the lies and the illusions, but they're so plugged into the negativity that is being streamed into the world, then it will affect somebody's frequency, it will lower their vibration, and it will shift their reality. But when you choose to disconnect from that, so what these people do then is everything that happens around them ends up being of the same frequency and vibration to that which they're absorbing into their consciousness. So if you're absorbing lots of mainstream media, you're reading the news, you're watching the news, you're talking to people about the news, you're listening to people talking about all the crap that's going on, and you're like, yeah, it's, yeah, you're changing your reality to bring more, to be a magnet for more of that to come in. So then you're noticing that the world is crap and you're like, oh, it's so shit, isn't it? It's, yeah, look at this and look at this that's happening. But when you choose to disconnect from that, and when you choose to change your frequency and change your vibration, but you choose to consciously disconnect from the lower vibrational energies, and you choose not to watch the news or listen to mainstream media, you choose not to engage in negative talk with people about what is going on in the world, yeah, you might recognize what's going on, but you choose for that not to be your reality. And you choose to be a sovereign being who is consciously creating your reality, you will notice a shift in your reality. I guarantee it. It has happened in my life. When I've disconnected from the world and I've chosen to not engage in certain talk about stuff, I've taken myself off Facebook for a while because, quite frankly, it bores the absolute fuck out of me. When you're choosing to not engage in a certain reality, then your reality shifts and you don't notice the things around you. Sure, when I go out at the moment, I see people wearing masks. I refuse to wear one. I have refused from the start to wear one. But when I go out, I will see people wearing these masks. And I will see people obeying the rules that the government have put out. But it doesn't get to be my reality. It doesn't affect me. People don't ask me about wearing masks. They don't like expect me to wear what I just, excuse me. I just go about my day and I live in my world and my dimension. Again, it comes down to that, the two earth story of the mirror, like the two-way mirrored glass. I can see through this mirrored glass these people who are existing in this dimension, and I can see them going about and living in this other reality. But it's like I'm looking through a two-way glass, a two-way mirror, where it doesn't get to feed into my reality and it doesn't affect me. And I hear, yeah, I've heard people complaining about how things have affected them, and yet it hasn't affected me because I choose for it not to affect me. I choose to be in my reality, which is a reality of higher consciousness that I'm sort of choosing for myself. So it comes back to that, the tale of the two earths, where you might be able to see what is going on around you and see whether with your physical eyes or your third eye, but you're seeing other people around you, you're seeing this world in front of you, but yet you don't feel a part of it. You feel part of something else. It's almost like we're existing on the same dimension, the same plane, the same 3D plane, but we're in very different realities. So it's almost like the two worlds are existing on the same 3D physical plane, but the dimensions are different. So you can have interactions with people. You can go into a shop and buy something. You can meet up with a family member or a friend or a colleague or something like that. But they're not actually in your dimension. I hope that makes sense. It's been a really weird experience, you know, thing for me to experience. Says me, who channels like lots of weird shit anyway. But it's like the earth is splitting or has been splitting or has already split, and that we're living in these very different dimensions, where some people are so bogged down with negativity and shit and just everything's affecting them, and they're just like consumed with fear, consumed with anger, they're consumed with worry and uncertainty and anxiety. And I'm over here in my dimension with those who are just living their life as they want to, who are going about their day as they want to, who have not experienced the same kind of limiting crap that other people are experiencing because they choose not to, because I'm choosing my reality. And the earth is splitting. And I strongly believe, and since obviously I had this experience 6 months ago, and obviously it's gotten stronger and stronger over the months, but since I've had this experience, I then discovered people who were speaking about this shift in earth and this two earths concept years and years before. And now that I've like been experiencing it, I'm starting to find this information now, not through actively searching for it, just seems to appear in my reality. And I'm like, oh my God, it makes sense. It really, really does make sense. And it's like we're in these two paths. And people can either choose to stay on old earth with the lower vibrational frequency, with fear, because let's face it, humanity is bogged down in fear and pain and whatever. And people like me are here to change the frequency of earth. And that's what I do with my clients, that I bring people back to their own sovereignty and divine truth and change the frequency through the shadow. Because the shadow, as I was channeling the other day, is the glitch. And I was like, oh, now we're talking. This is really, really cool. The shadow is a glitch in our system. This is a concept that I've been developing called the multidimensional shadow, which I will talk about on another podcast episode. But there are these two earths. And so people can either choose to stay in this old earth, the old earth that is very heavy energy, very dense energy, very negative energy, very lower vibrational frequency, where things happen to people that we don't enjoy, where there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of illusion, a lot of shadow, a lot of trauma. Again, this is like other lifetime experiences as well, because we carry the energy through the parallel lives. You know, trauma exists and karma exists. That's how karma works. But then there's this second earth, this different earth, this higher vibrational earth, where beings are choosing to go to in order to, elevate their consciousness and to be in a higher vibrational frequency. And so people are shifting to either choose to be on old earth or new earth. And I really feel like that is the concept of new earth. When people are talking about this concept of new earth, I really feel that that is a concept that the earth is splitting so much that there will be those that are left behind who are either purposely choose to remain on old earth because they still have karma to work through, like specific kind of karma to work through. So either they're choosing to consciously stay there, or because they have not been able to grasp the energy, I suppose, they've not been able to grasp the energy and the frequency to change their frequency enough in order to come over to new earth. And then there's those that have either been through their awakening or waking up. And this isn't to say that those who are awakened will be on new earth, because there are a lot of people who talk about being awakened beings, but who still choose to remain in a lower vibrational frequency. And this isn't the whole like high vibe, low vibe bullshit that you hear a lot in like the new age community about, oh no, you have to stay like high vibe all the time. It's fucking bullshit, isn't it? But it's about being more conscious of the frequencies that you allow into your reality, and being more conscious of the energies that you allow into your reality. And I have seen plenty of people in the spiritual community, plenty of people in the spiritual community who will talk about being awakened, and sure, they will have gone through an awakening, but they are so rooted in shadow and so rooted in fear and so rooted in illusion and so rooted in a lower frequency that they might have woken up, but they certainly haven't amended their consciousness or their frequency or their vibration, and therefore they will remain on this concept of old earth because they cannot shift their reality, because they're choosing the energy of the old. They're not choosing to move with the new. And so just because somebody is awakened does not mean that they will automatically be on this concept of new earth. And I've seen it happen with many, many people who they preach about being awakened, but they're very much rooted in very negative energy. And so the concept of a new earth is, I really feel like well, obviously Earth is splitting or has split, but there are these different timelines. I really feel that there's these different timelines. Again, like the Two of Wands card in the tarot with the two paths. One leads to this way, the old way, the familiar way, and one leads to the newer way, the unfamiliar way. And in order to shift your reality and to change your consciousness and to ascend your consciousness, you have to be able to be prepared to disrupt your consciousness in order to shift it, in order to create that glitch in your psyche that allows you to shift your consciousness. So everything that's been happening in the world has been like a massive glitch for people. It's been a massive, a massive glitch in people's systems. Are you going to choose to allow the glitch to jolt you from your slumber, to jolt you from the collective trauma and the collective shadow? Or are you going to allow the glitch to not affect you and to stay stagnant and to stay in the lower vibrational frequency? So this is where the tale of two earths come in, because I honestly feel like it's so weird. And obviously I've adjusted to it now, so it's not as weird as it was at the first time it started happening 6 months ago. It's not as weird, but it's still different. I can look around, I can walk into my city center and I can go about my day, and I can go into shops and I can go to parks and I can experience life. I can walk down the street and see people around me and see this 3D physical world around me, but also know that I'm in a different dimension and that our realities are very different. And it's a very weird concept to experience. And I'd love to know, like, those of you who are listening or watching this podcast, like, what have you experienced these dimension shifts yourself? Are you embracing them? Like, have you noticed the shift in realities? Because it is really, really cool. And so I can see these people around me, and I can see everything happening. Like, I can look out my window now in front of me and just see the world going by. But it's like I'm observing a movie. It's like I'm observing a different reality, where people are in one reality and I'm experiencing a different reality. And that's something, like, obviously I have switched off from social media. I have gone very quiet, and, you know, I've gone into like my hermit mode to really disconnect from the world again, and to like stay focused on my energy and to disconnect from those who choose to remain in a lower frequency, either consciously or unconsciously. I've distanced myself from a lot of people. But also some people just left my life. Or situations have left my life, or experiences that used to bother me just don't bother me anymore, because I've shifted my reality. I've shifted my consciousness. You know, I am a perpetual student of consciousness. I am a pioneer of consciousness, but I'm also a student of consciousness. I'm always looking for new ways to gain more enlightenment. You know, I'm a student of knowledge. I'm on a quest for knowledge. Sagittarius rising over here. I'm on a constant quest for knowledge. And so the realities change. And when you allow yourself to step into this new reality, when you allow yourself to change your consciousness and to change the dimension that you live in, things will change for you. You'll notice that you're just not aware of bullshit. You're not aware of crap. Sure, we're still living on Earth, but it's like things just aren't bothering you. Yeah, I notice people talking. I don't watch mainstream media. I refuse to. I don't listen to it. I don't watch it. I refuse to engage in it because it's subliminal messaging, subliminal programming. I had to start turning the radio off, even though I wanted to listen to music, but I had to turn the radio off because of the constant adverts that were on the radio that were talking about this old reality that I didn't want to be a part of. So choosing to turn the radio off and to not listen to adverts about getting your vaccination, all this other crap that they're talking about, I shifted my reality again. So I wasn't getting the information coming into my world. Sure, I can walk down the street and I can see people still choosing to exist in this other reality, but it doesn't affect me. It's almost like I'm walking through the street and people are passing me by, but it's almost like I'm walking through them or something like that. It's really, really weird. It's like we're just not existing in the same dimension anymore. And obviously there are multiple different dimensions out there, so it's called multidimensionality, but there are multiple different dimensions out, 3D, 4D, 5D, 11D, all that other kind of stuff. And it's the same with extraterrestrials. It's the same, with UFOs and all that other kind of stuff, is that they are all around us. Like, is it like the Pentagon or whoever is putting out about these UFO sightings is now admitting that, aliens exist? Like, sure, they fucking exist. They walk amongst us. Like, I'm an alien. But that we live in different dimensions. It's all about energy. It's all about frequency. So just because our physical eyes cannot see something does not mean to say that it doesn't exist. So when I'm walking down the street, it's almost like I'm walking through people. It's the only way to explain it. It's like I'm seeing through this two-way window, this two-way mirror, and shifting my reality and shifting my consciousness that people are just not, we're just not even coming into contact with each other, really. And it's a very cool experience. It's like, obviously I'm playing with this experience a lot. And it's very cool because you get to be a conscious co-creator with the universe and you get to shift your reality and you get to shift your dimensions and everything. You may be awakened, but that doesn't mean anything if you're choosing to remain stagnant in a lower vibrational field, if you're engaging in communication with people who are choosing to remain in a lower vibrational energy themselves and moaning about shit, complaining about stuff, they're experiencing anger because, let's face it, everything that's gone on in the world has activated and triggered the collective shadow amongst people. And the shadow in the collective shadow within humanity is one of fear, of anger and disillusionment and pain and suffering. It's trauma. It's a trauma shadow that humanity is carrying. And the idea of humanity shifting is that we bring the shadow to the surface. That's how, like, you work with shadow, is to bring the shadow to the surface, to see it and to transform it. So humanity does carry this glitch, this shadow glitch of trauma from where humanity has been, has gone backwards, where, you have to look at all the wars that, look at medieval times, look at the, Roman times and where people are fighting all the time, look at now where people are threatening to, like, I'm going to nuke you and all the other kind of shit that we talk about. It's a very basic way to be, a very, very basic way to be, to threaten violence on somebody else and to create wars and everything for the sake of it, to, Was it President Biden, was on about nuking people? Like, really? That's really, really fucking basic, isn't it? To threaten that. But you get to change your reality. You get to, like, dimension stuff and, like, shift realities by choosing to disconnect from anything that you don't desire in your reality. So if you don't desire to be experiencing fear and anger and disillusionment and trauma, or have that shadow rising up in you where you're experiencing those negative kind of emotions, that negative kind of shadow, then you get to shift it and you get to change your consciousness, to elevate your consciousness, to become more enlightened about who you are. The best way to work with shadow, to play with shadow, is to allow it to be seen, because shadow is light energy that is hidden in the dark. So the way to shift your reality is to allow that shadow to come up. Why is it there? What does it represent? And obviously shadow is multidimensional. And that's another podcast that I'll record. It's something that I like to talk a lot with my clients, is that the shadow that people talk about is never from this lifetime, ever. It is a pattern of behavior from other lifetimes, from parallel lives, where there is a glitch in the system, there is a glitch in your human consciousness that has kind of tripped switch to disconnect you from your sovereignty and disconnect you from your divine truth. So humans have a tendency to look outside of ourselves and look to gods and pray to gods and like to look outside of ourselves for like higher powers and everything and forget that we are actually sovereign beings. Humans always forget that. So then we have to be reminded of that with, you know, whatever happens in the world. But the two earths theory is a very, very cool concept. And I'd love to know if you've experienced that, if you've experienced the shift in your reality where you feel like you're looking on the world around you, but yet you're not part of it. I suppose that's the best way to experience it. Like you're looking on the world around you and you're seeing people go about their day. And, you know, you're going to work, you're going to school, you're going to the shops, you're going to restaurants, you're doing all these things that are perceived as normal. And you're surrounding yourself with people that you can see the people around you, and yet you don't feel part of it. It's like you're looking through a two-way mirror, almost like you're walking through people. And yeah, I'd love to know that. Like, let me know in the comments. But yeah, it's very interesting. And I really feel that the earth is going to split even more and more as people start to really shift and alter their consciousness and become more aware of this collective shadow that humanity is carrying. Because in order to live on this new earth, in order to be part of this new earth, you have to be prepared to face your shadow head on, to see it, to experience it, to transform it, to not allow it to be part of your narrative. People are so confused about shadow anyway, so I will be talking more about the shadow, but people are really misinformed about the shadow. People are misinformed about the concept of shadow work. It's something that I talk a lot with my clients and get them to see shadow in a different way. But the concept of the two earths is really about an elevation of consciousness and to a point where humanity will, I feel, will physically split from each other, which is a really weird concept for me to get my head around, even though like the kind of stuff I channel, I'm like, that's still really fucking weird. But I honestly feel like there will be some kind of like physical splitting or something. I can't even like comprehend it myself. But where people will either choose to be on the old earth because they still have a lot of heavy karma to work through, or a lot of, you know, karma is shadow, but a lot of shadow to work through, or they cannot grasp the fact that they are conscious creators with the universe. And those who are choosing to be of a different consciousness and are choosing to activate their consciousness a lot more. Because let's face it, humanity is very backwards. And you think of like the golden ages of Lemuria and Atlantis and the Mayans and the Egyptians. I'm like, what the fuck happened? Like, yeah, these are beings who, you know, we were able to use like levitation to build things like Stonehenge and to build the pyramids. They were done through energy. And you look at people now, you're like, what the fuck happened? Like, how did we go so backwards? But I honestly believe that we are experiencing what we're experiencing in the world right now in order to elevate our consciousness and return to a place of higher enlightenment, in which humans recognize our ability to work with energy and our ability to manipulate energy in a good way, not in a bad way, but manipulate energy in a good way, to use energy and light in order to practice medicine, in order to heal ourselves, in order to grow food and all that stuff. There will come a point where humans do all of that. We grow food, we heal ourselves, we mend ourselves, all through the practice of energy and light. I strongly believe that. I don't know if that'll happen in my lifetime or, you know, further in the future, who knows, because, you know, everything is always shifting. But I strongly feel that we are moving into this newer earth where humanity will remember that we are able to use energy and use light in order to build things, make things, travel, grow things. All that kind of stuff will come from energy and from light. I even had the thought the other day how medicine is so archaic. And no doubt there'll be some doctors saying, oh, how dare you say that? I've studied all the time. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, if you just have to look at medicine and see how archaic it actually is, that we are, what's the word? Well, aside from the fact that big pharma, the big pharmaceutical companies run the medicine world, let's face it. You know, people aren't healed and cured from things. We're just given a fucking band-aid to cover it up. Oh, you've got a mental health issue, you've got anxiety or depression, here's some antidepressants. And they leave people with that. Instead of getting to the root of things, or somebody has cancer, we're like, well, we'll do some surgery and we'll give you chemo. We'll inject fucking poison into your body in order to get rid of a cancer. But nobody asks, how did it come about? How can you change your way of being in a holistic fashion in order to eradicate the cancer? Nobody asks that. We're given, people are given medicines all the time for all sorts of ailments, but nobody asks, how can we prevent it? So medicine really is backwards. It is very, very archaic. But that's for another podcast. So I'll leave it there. The Tale of Two Earths is a really, really cool concept, really, really cool concept. And I strongly believe that there will be like some kind of physical splitting at some point. I don't know how, I don't know what it's going to look like or feel like, whether that's going to be in like my lifetime or not, who knows? But I strongly feel that we are moving or have started moving into these two Earths now, where there are two very different dimensions happening. Obviously, there's multiple dimensions happening anyway, but I strongly feel like there's these two very distinct dimensions where some people are existing in one and are continuing to be rooted in trauma and shadow and pain, suffering, all that other kind of like lower vibrational energy. And there's those who have made a conscious decision to shift into this other reality, into this other dimension, where it feels like you are looking through a mirror at other people, and yet their experiences are not affecting your reality at all. And that comes back to the void as well. Before I go, that comes back to the void, the energetic void. It's something that I've spoken on another podcast episode before about the void of neutrality when it came to money and energetics around money. But really, it comes back to the void of neutrality in our lives, because when you allow something to affect you emotionally, where something shifts your energy in such an emotional way, whether that's, negative emotions such as anger or fear or jealousy or greed or whatever, or where it shifts in, or fear, or whether it shifts into like a positive emotion such as, happiness, ecstatic, whatever it is, then you're still not living in the void of neutrality, where you're where nothing affects you, where it doesn't matter what is happening in the world, it's not getting an emotional reaction, because the emotional reaction comes from the shadow. The emotional reaction always comes from a shadow. So when you're living in a state of neutrality, no matter what is going on in the world around you, in your reality, it does not affect you emotionally, because you recognize that you are within this void of neutrality. So the energy cannot sway you, which means then that you get to create in a more conscious kind of manner. You get to create your reality in a conscious way because you're not allowing the emotions to affect you. So if you haven't listened to that already, like, I really strongly recommend that podcast that I created called The Void of Neutrality, The Energetics of Money, something like that, on my podcast, Disruptive Consciousness. Go and listen to it. I don't have a video for that, but obviously I'm starting to record my podcast more as videos now, so for YouTube. But yeah, go and listen to that, because that comes down to the not allowing things to affect your reality, not allowing emotion and energy to affect your reality, that you are totally void of emotion. And it's not to say that you're a robot or anything like that who has no emotions, but it means that you're not being swayed on that pendulum of emotions, because people get really, they're either on two pendulums. They're either like rooted out anger, like, fuck you, look at the world around me, how dare you do this, blah, 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 like, we don't agree, blah, blah, blah. And then there's those who are like, you know, really ecstatic and like, yay, life's so amazing, blah, blah, blah. And it's like two different pendulums that are constantly swinging like a pendulum does. But when you're choosing to live in this void of neutrality, things just don't affect you. And therefore your reality does not get altered by somebody else. Because if you're living with this pendulum of energy, then something negative happens. Maybe like you hear some news about something that you don't agree with and you're like, fuck you. And like, therefore you swing onto that pendulum, and then something shifts and you're like, oh yeah, this is amazing. And it shifts again. So it's constantly shifting. It's like that, what is it? Those metal balls that hang down, and that sounds a bit dodgy, doesn't it? But where you pull one end, it sounds even dodgier, and you ping it back, and it's like tick-tock, and we like hit each other, balls hitting each other. That's like a really it's a different image that you want in your mind, isn't it? But you know what I mean, I can't remember what you call it, but it's like there's two things that like they hit each other, so it's like constantly shifting as a pendulum. So anyway, I'll leave you with that image. But when you're choosing to live in like this energy of neutrality and this void of neutrality, then nothing will affect you. And therefore you remain in complete neutrality to the world around you. And you just go about your day, you live in your own reality, you live in your own dimension, and it doesn't matter what the fuck happens in the world or what people say or whoever comes into your frequency or whatever, it does not affect you because you are neutral and you are living in a place of the void, really. So I'm going to leave it there. I'd love to know like your thoughts on the concept of the Tale of Two Earths. Have you experienced the dimension shifting? Have you experienced a different kind of reality? Have you experienced that mirror effect where you're walking, like it's almost like there's a two-way mirror and you're seeing people around you, but it's not coming into your reality or your dimensions? Like, I'd love to know that. So, you know, let me know in the comments. And I'm going to speak more on this because like I love to dive into this kind of stuff. So this has been Disruptive Consciousness. I am Leanne Juliet, and I will chat to you on the next episode.
You've been listening to Disruptive Consciousness with Leanne Juliet. My aim, as always, is to offer you a different perspective to the world around us and to activate truth within you. You can connect with me further at leannejuliet.com or through any of my social media platforms as linked in the show notes. You can also leave me a review over at iTunes. See you on the next episode.